This is KCUR 89.3. It's been 3 years since the U.S. Department of Agriculture set new nutrition standards for school meals, and almost all schools across the country have complied, cutting salt, fat, and calories, and providing more fruits and vegetables. But as Andy Marso reports, in Kansas, many schools still don't have kitchens that are equipped to make the healthier lunches more appealing.
On a Friday morning in the kitchen at Topeka's Eisenhower Middle School, potatoes are about to hit the oven. The mixer at the end of the counter where the dicing is happening looks like it's been in service since the school's namesake was president. Kitchen manager Patricia Adolfson says it's almost that old.
Yeah, that mixer's been here ever since the school's been here, but it works.
At Eisenhower, the lunchroom doubles as a hallway during passing periods, but at least it has its own kitchen. More than half the schools in this Kansas district don't. Their food is prepared at a central kitchen and then trucked in. Nicole Yonke, the director of food services, says it can sit in warming trays for a long time.
The food may start out really yummy and crispy, but after it sits in the hot cart for a couple hours, it's definitely losing its quality.
At Whitson Elementary School, the meal trays come from racks in a tall stainless steel warmer plugged into the wall. Fourth grader Lamaya Taylor thinks school lunch is pretty good.
I like school lunch because, like, if you don't have, like, any food to bring from home to eat for lunch because you have to eat it for dinner or something like that, they provide school lunch and they make sure that you eat a meal every day.
But Taylor says the warmed-over vegetables go from her tray to the trash. That adds to the evidence the nutrition standards have led to more food waste. A University of Vermont study of two elementary schools documented a 56% increase in the amount of fruits and vegetables kids were throwing away in the first year. In Kansas, the number of kids taking school lunch at all has dipped since the standards were introduced, after decades of steady increases. Desmond Smith was less than impressed with some of the meals he got in middle school. Now he's a freshman at Topeka High.
High school, I don't even eat lunch. I just go home.
The sodium-packed food schools used to serve kept better, and some would say tasted better. Yonke says initially, when the Topeka district was transitioning to these nutrition standards, they had to cut out condiments to keep meals under the calorie and sodium limits.
I even had parents calling me, like, "You don't have ketchup on your hamburgers." I was like, "I know, it's just sad."
Ketchup is back on the menu as more fresh ingredients with less sodium have been added. That's required more fridge space, and Eisenhower got a convection oven, which the potatoes are roasting in. The federal government knew schools across the country would need to upgrade their kitchens. In 2009, they made $100 million in stimulus funds available for that. But there was more than $600 million worth of applications. Pew Charitable Trust sent a survey to food service officials the year the new standards went into effect. In Kansas, 72% of those who responded said they still needed more equipment. Nationwide, 88% said they needed more. Whitson Elementary's principal is optimistic that school will soon have the equipment to at least do hot prep. Fourth grader Matthew Ginrich is looking forward to that.
It would always be really warm since they would make it from here, and it wouldn't be shipped from any school.
Under the current guidelines, schools will again be expected to cut their sodium counts next year, this time by as much as 24% for high school lunches. That means schools will need to offer even more fresh fruit and salad bars and hot meals made from scratch. State officials say about half of Kansas schools still need more equipment to do that. Yonke in Topeka has a wish list.
They have machines that you can put your produce in, and then it will put it in a little cup and seal it. Even if we just had one district-wide and then, you know, like, send it out, I would love that.
The U.S. House and Senate are considering competing versions of a bill to reauthorize the nutrition standards. Both include more money for school kitchen upgrades, as well as some low-interest loans. I'm Andy Marso.
Andy Marso is a reporter for KHI News Service in Topeka, a partner in KCUR's Heartland Health Monitor team.